Blog Talk Radio.
News, information, opinion, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Okay, people. I'm running on E right now. I'm caught without my allergy medicine, and I'm just worn out and tired. I really need a vacation. I mean, I've been working hard all year long, doing this show all by myself, and I wish I had help. I wish I had somebody. I wish I had callers coming in. To help take over the slack, because I can't do this no more.
But you don't got a co-host.
Oh, sorry, forgot I had a co-host. Anyway, people, how are you? I am on the dumps because of my allergies, and I don't have allergy medicine, so if I sneeze loud a few times, I apologize up front, but this is the What Are You Reading comic book show. And yes, I do have a co-host. His name is Jordan Cobb. Uncle Jordan. Give him a hand, people. Uncle Jordan, people.
Yes, I did officially become an uncle this week. My older brother and his girlfriend, Sarah, had a healthy baby boy born, Henry James Cobb. Hooray!
All right, so you know how to change diapers?
I'm not.
Yes.
That's not my problem right now.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
What are you going to teach the boy? Okay. What Uncle Jordan tips are you going to instill on this guy? I mean,
which Grant Morrison books to read, and you know, just stop, and you know, the ways of Iron Fist and all.
So. You got another little cob running around, little corn cob.
Their first child. Not sure how many or they'd want, but that's their problem.
Have they let you hold him yet?
Yeah, I held the baby.
Yeah, did he cry?
No.
Did he smile at you?
It was a sleepy baby, so not so much.
He ain't threw up. He fought yet.
I think he did. I don't know. You gotta ask my brother and his girlfriend.
I'm talking about when you was holding him.
No, he didn't do any of that. It was more so just napping.
He's probably like, "Who the hell is this? Another person I got to deal with."
But yeah, you know, like for you, I live several miles away, so.
But you know, you gotta get those Christmas gifts now, and you know, you can forget everybody else, but you can't forget the little ones.
Great. Now, yeah, spend more money.
So. Well, I can tell you from being an uncle more times than I can count. It's fun until they hit around 11 or 12. Hmm. Then all of a sudden, they don't want you to be the uncle no more. They don't want you to hug them. kiss them. They don't want you to play with their feet anymore. I mean, just because you're 17 doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to play this little piggy. If I, you know, I mean, like, I don't understand these ungrateful kids when they come. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Anyway, we gotta go to comic books. We gotta get some news, reviews.
Yeah.
How can they do that?
Well, they can do that by joining us live right now by calling the number 215-253-4516, which we really encourage you do, since we got a whole lot of this number. It kind of costs us a little money, so hey, let's use those phones. You can join us on Skype. Just call or add the contact SilverSurfer_forever, all lowercase. And you can join me, Surfer, and plenty of others in the Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live. And it is also at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live that you can listen to our show live and many other Rant Spine programming. But if you can't, don't worry. You can listen to us on several platforms. You can listen to us on Stitcher, Internet Radio, Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, the almighty iTunes. Go to iTunes and subscribe to Rant Entertainment Media Radio in the podcast section. And while you're there, rate us 5 stars and leave a review. It'll help us out a lot. Just leave a review for Rant as a whole or whatever shows you want to do.
Okay. excuse me. Little box office. Kingsman still sticking around at number 3.
Good.
Brought in $6.2 million. Now its domestic total is $107 million. And a worldwide total, $276 million. So those Kingsmen kicking ass. Chappie, fifth place at $5.8 million. Only $23 million domestically. What's it doing overseas? They're not doing that much overseas either. Worldwide is up to $56 million. So. And then we got SpongeBob at 7th place. That's it. As far as what we do, what we talk about. And that's your box office report, people. You don't count Cinderella, right?
Well, I am curious about Cinderella since I'm in this summer movie draft league, and Cinderella is my first movie in, you know, to be out there.
Wow, it brought in $70 million.
Woohoo!
And for the world total, it is 132.
We only use domestic box office total for like scores and all that.
Yeah, it had a budget of $95 million and it's made $70 million. I mean, it was okay.
Cinderella. Thank you, Cinderella.
If I was Cinderella, I'd have kicked somebody's ass and get treated like they was treating her.
I'd like to thank Disney right now for getting me at least one step closer to winning something off my Amazon wish list.
Stanley Cuba is in the chat room, a longtime friend of the show. You can always call in, of course, Stanley, if you choose to. You know?
Yes, please. 215-253-4516.
He got to call on Skype. He's a old overseas course.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know, again, SilverSurfer_forever. So.
You know, Jordan.
What?
Nothing I like better than to tell you about my younger days, my youth. You know, when I was a little lad, a little G, you know,
mm-hmm.
Growing up, learning the ways of superhero and righteousness and how to protect good from evil. I mean, yeah, you know, forces take on the forces of evil, and you know, different shows did influence me. As far as, you know, right and wrong, one of them, I'm about to play a song for you right now.
And I'm a woman that
people, Let Your Woman and Dana Girl. Something I used to watch as a little child. Nice, it was like a 15-20 minute show. Used to come on Saturday mornings. Oh wait, why did we start? I hate when videos decide to start another video without your permission. And did you know Jordan is coming back?
I did learn it is coming back. Not only are they gonna make a little appearance. Out in they're coming back in a web series.
Yes. Now I don't know if it's gonna be silly like back. Have you ever watched it from back in the day?
I never heard of it until I read this story this week.
Okay. Oh yeah, I watched the episode the other day, and you know, when you're a kid, you don't realize how ridiculous these things are, but. Because it's comedy. It's a kid's comedy, you know. And I also watched a pilot from 2001 that I didn't know existed. Apparently, they tried to bring it back not too long ago. But it says Sid and Marty Krofft. But it didn't seem like it was a kid's show. I mean, when the Let Your Woman is like a drunk living in a trailer. And she's complaining about her old partner blowing her husband. That just don't seem kid friendly. But
nope. And it'll be a And well, here's the news on that. Grace Helbig and Hannah Hart will be starring as Electra Woman and Dinah Girl. The show will be directed by Chris Mars Calero, who's directed music videos for Ariana Grande, Kesha, and the Black Keys, and Helbig and Hart will be producing it themselves along with their managers. More information of the sort can be found at www.electrawomandinagirl.com.
Yeah, they're kind of like a female version of Batman Robin, you know. They had their little jobs during the day. They go into their little electric cave, and you know they had help. The guy, he did all the gadgets for them and everything. They had the little electric car. It was like it looked like it flew at times, and then the villains they fought. They were some goofy villains. I mean, when you look back at Batman, it just. You thought Batman in the '60s was ridiculous. At least you know they have a serious take on these things. Like these villains, they made up for this show. I mean, it's like Adam West Batman would have just taken them down in no time. They just the Adam West villains would be ashamed of the Let Your Woman and Dinah Girl villains. You know.
Huh.
They would probably get kicked out of the union. Sorry. Oh, I got some. Guess what?
What?
I made it to the comic book store.
Good.
I didn't bring enough money with me.
Shit.
I didn't realize I had so many books waiting for me, you know?
Yeah?
Because, apparently, a lot of Avengers books came out in the time I hadn't made it in there, so I had to leave like about 6 books behind until next week. So behind on Saga, but caught up on why they revealed this week why the multiverse is collapsing and who's responsible for, huh?
What multiverse are you talking about?
Like the Marvel universe, the Marvel multiverse.
Okay, you gotta switch away which one, because there's like a set, because there are like
no,
several
I just
multiverses.
Sorry, I said the Avengers. I thought you heard me. But anyway.
Nah.
So, they reveal who's responsible for this.
Yeah, it was
Doom.
Yeah, I can buy that.
Well, you know. Doom started off supposedly trying to save the universe, and then it just discovered that he is responsible for it. So, When is somebody going to put a bullet in Doom's head? And
how about never? Because Dr. Doom's awesome.
He's not awesome when he's
yes, he is.
When he's destroying stuff. He's, you know, just for the sake of power.
Awesome.
What's going on with South by Southwest?
Yeah, the annual music film interactive festival is going on right now, and of course, Comixology is getting in on this. Comixology has been giving away some free books.
Did they start already?
What? Well, yeah, they started over. They started on Friday.
Oh man, I missed a couple of free books.
Yeah, I mean, they've been giving away plenty of good stuff. If you go to Comixology's Twitter feed, they will be, you know, slowly but surely they are handing out codes to which you could get a really good reduced price or a single issue or trade free. I've taken huge advantage of this. Like, so far I've gotten I got the color edition of Scott Pilgrim Volume 1 for free, which you can still do. That's still redeemable. Just go to Comixology's Twitter feed and look for it and use the code Pilgrim. Yeah, until midnight tonight Eastern time. So I'll link you.
No, I'm on Skype now. So.
And of course, Comixology has been giving away an indie, a South by Southwest bundle, which is about 30 indie comics. You got some trades, some number ones. 30 books are up to 95% off. Basically, just $3 for 30 books. And that offer expires, tomorrow. So, I'd say get on that right now and go to buycomixology.com if you want the South by Southwest 2015 bundle, which I did get because, hey, it's only $3. So.
$3 for how many books?
30.
And what books did you get again? I'm sorry.
Hold on. Let me flip. I'm on my Comixology right now. Here are some of the things you'll get. You get Gail Simone's Leaving Megapolis. You also get issue 1 of The Intergalactic Nemesis, issue 1 of Lit Brick, issue 1 of The End Is Totally Nigh, Rumro Dash, Revenger, and Dayglow, and you also get Andrew Jackson Froze a Punch, an original graphic novel, and you also get Dog Frankenstein. Several different studios putting out their most worthwhile books. Again, some full graphic novels, some of them are just single issues, so you can get a little taste and see if you want to keep reading. So, I'd say definitely take advantage of that, people. It's only $3 for the whole thing.
Did you give me the book?
What?
I'm trying to get the Daredevil book. I said, did they give it to me or not?
Oh, yeah, they've put up another one. The first issue of Frank Miller and John Romita Jr.'s Daredevil, The Man Without Fear. If you just use
it's in my collection now. Okay.
Yeah, just use the code Daredevil, and you can get that just for free. I actually reread The Man Without Fear this week. Like the whole thing, all five issues.
I missed two Batman books and a Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Those are the first two issues of DC's digital series, Fables, Wolf Among Us, Batman
Planet.
Arkham Knight, and Mortal Kombat.
I miss Bitch Planet and Criminal.
No, those are still available.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah, those codes are still good. But as I was saying, I reread The Man Without Fear this week. Still pretty good.
That sounds like a nice place to live, Bitch Planet.
I'm reading Bitch Planet right now. That book is so good.
I mean, it just seems like the best place to live on Earth.
That actually isn't. It's not even on Earth.
I'm just saying, I think I would be in heaven if I lived on a planet full of the B-words.
Full of bitches?
No, I don't. Look, you know how I feel. I think it's disrespectful to call bitches bitches. So, I mean, I would never call a bitch a bitch because that's just disrespectful. And I like to call bitches ladies, okay? Because that's what they are. Yeah, I know that sounds ridiculous.
I totally read Bitch Planet. It's awesome.
Sorry. Oh, man, my eyes are watering. I'm really, really ready to, go away. Okay, what are we up to? Do some TV talk.
No, we haven't done TV talk.
We don't have much to talk about.
We only got about one thing to talk about.
Two things.
We this week's thing is the show, which I thought was great.
I hate Fitz and Simmons, and this week just I hate Simmons more than I hate Fitz this week, but.
I hate
Ward because Ward didn't finish off Fitz and Simmons last season like he should have.
Jesus, you. I still like Fitz and Simmons.
No, because the way Simmons is acting with this, we got to get him. They're dangerous. They could be affecting us all. I mean, you know, why is she acting like this? And then, who is Bobby and Matt working for?
Okay, well, obviously we're not going to get that answer right away, but I will say, it's a bit of a knee-jerk reaction to go, you know, say, we got to eradicate them and they'll not be a scientist and, you know, want to try and study it, but it is still progression because, she's still trying to understand. She does not want to harm her team, her friend that she has come to know and love. I could see it on some point, but again, I'm like, calm down. Be a scientist and, properly study this, even more and so on.
And then, of course, if I got powers, I wouldn't be like, what's something wrong with me? I'd be like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Don't mess with me, because I'd use them, But, no. It was good seeing Lady Sif show up again, and then we finally got a Kree.
The Lady Sif parts were great. It really is nice to see Sif on here because Jamie Alexander does such a good job. It also sucks that this show has done more to develop her than the four movies has done for her.
But you know what? I really wanted a scene where Lady Sif and Mockingbird was standing next to each other because I wanted to see how much of a height difference there was between the two. Because
that is oddly specific.
Well, okay, you figure Lady Sif is supposed to be taller than everybody because she's an Asgardian, but what's the girl's playing? What's the woman playing Mockingbird again? What's her real name?
Adrian Palicki.
Yeah, she is so much taller than everybody on that show, with the exception of Mac. That it's not even funny. It's like it seemed like they should have been like reversed in the roles, but hey, they didn't. So, all right, just got all my free comic books, so I'll read them sometime before the year 2020.
I thought this week's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was very good. And also, I love it because they aren't belaboring the fucking point of skyhiding your powers. They all know. That's good.
Yeah, but the way they found out,
I'm sorry, I still like that moment. It shows that the show learned from its problems of last year.
So there's more diviners out there. Which, of course, will lead to inhuman cities or whatever, And we get to see the Adelan Inhumans or just the other hidden Inhumans. We'll find out. But and then Walking Dead, man, Carol and her cookies. I want some.
I would like some as well.
I mean, I'd rather take the cookies than have Carol threaten to leave me outside in the zombie apocalypse, tied up with nobody to help me. So, but that was some scary stuff. And Carol, she's like, she's playing like, yo, I'm just innocent old lady. I can't so help weak and helpless. But man, she is the most dangerous in that group. And then, what do you think? You think Rick and his group was going to mess things up, or?
No, I didn't.
No. Not that they did. You think they will, or you think other forces are going to mess things up?
I don't know.
Because, you know, they're stealing guns. And
well, yeah.
Dell.
Other forces. Other forces.
And Dell made.
I was going to say it's an outside force.
And Dell is the most progressive redneck in the history of human existence. I mean, he's sitting at the table with two homosexuals,
Aaron and Eric,
and like no big deal, you know, eating spaghetti, wiping his mouth with his sleeve and everything. Now, you know, people start to speculate that Dell may be gay, and I don't think he is, but.
I don't care.
It's like, if it wasn't, I'm just saying, if it wasn't the zombie apocalypse, Dell would not be talking to these guys. He wouldn't be talking to Michonne or anybody like that. Not that he's a bad person. You could tell, like, he grew up in a crappy situation. And had he still had the influence of his brother, who knows how he would have turned out, but... You know,
again, I don't say this about people theorizing if, you know, Daryl's gay. I don't care. It's not going to affect the character one way or the other.
I saw things. I could have swore him and Carol hooked up in season two, but I don't know. That was a long time ago. After like when I could have swore when he was recovering from the shot that Andrea. When Andrea shot him, thinking he was a zombie, and Carol was all grateful that he wouldn't give up looking for the daughter, I could have swore they hooked up, but maybe I'm wrong.
And then there's finally the first three episodes of Powers.
Yes, people. Sony. And Brian Michael Bendis have released the Powers TV series. Was it 13 episodes?
No, it's going to be 10 episodes, and they've released the first three. The pilot is available to everyone. It's on YouTube. It's on Sony's and PlayStation's YouTube channel, actually.
And you
can access it. But here's the thing. I want to get this out of the way real quick so we don't have to explain it again. If you are a subscriber to PlayStation Plus, you will get all 10 episodes as they are released weekly now for free. If you are not